again. Dr. Newhart. Yes, this is Nurse Philpott. Well, come on in. Now, back to Facebook. Dr. Philpott. Yes, we'll be here. And then, Dr. Newhart. Dr. Newhart, you too. Well, hurry here. Christmas bells are ringing, they're ringing off the wall. Everybody's calling, saying they're sick, sick, sick. Christmas bells are ringing, they're ringing in my ear. The doctor isn't here, but better get here quick. These Christmas bells are not what you think. These Christmas bells will drive you to the brink. This Christmas, I wish everyone was well, so I could get a break from these Christmas bells. Dr. Newhart, it's you. I don't know what's going on, but here it is, Christmas Day, and everybody's calling for an appointment. That's great. At least one of us thinks so. I'm working on a holiday. The phones are ringing off the hook. You're not even here. Here. Oh, here they come. You're on your way? You better be. These Christmas bells are not what you think. These Christmas bells will drive you to the brink. This Christmas I wish everyone was well, so I could get a break. Oh, please give me a break, so I could get a break from these Christmas bells. Hold, please. Okay. Come on in. Hurry it up.
Here we are, Dr. Newhart's clinic.
A hospital?
Oh, no.
Look, TJ, you and Wendy want to feel better, don't you?
We all do.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with
you. Believe me, Corey. I understand. That's why I brought you all here. Nurse Philpott, my friends need to see the doctor.
And fast!
And what's your problem?
Our problem?
It's the same story.
Bye. yeah, I'm not feeling so hot today myself. Take a seat. Doctor will be in a minute.
Excuse me, Nurse Fusspot?
That's Nurse Philpot.
Oh, yeah. What's Dr. Newhart like?
Dr. Newhart? Dr. Newhart loves kids. Dr. Newhart hates shots. Dr. Newhart gives out candy. Dr. Newhart is a C. I'm Dr. Newhart. How do you do? Why anyone could tell what's wrong with you? Your joy is not the wagon. Dr. Newhart, and I'm pretty wise. Woo! I always made a grade above the guys. I think that I can help you. At least I'll do my best. But first I need to ask you to take a little test. That's me. We need to continue the examination. Will you help me?
Okie dokie, Doc.
Will you say ah? Stick out your tongue. Now stretch your arm in front of you.
No time.
Close your eyes and touch your nose. Take your time. Very good. Now will you cough? That sounds fine. Now take a breath. Now heave a sigh. Now place your right hand over your right eye. That you see.
One, two, three.
Now let's check your hearing. Repeat after me. Dr. Newhart. Dr. Newhart. Excellent. I can see that. That's me.
Dr. Newhart.
I take it your friends have a case of the CDDs, the Christmas Day dumps?
Yeah, they all got tons of stuff for Christmas, but
they still aren't happy. You got it.
Can you help us?
Well, I'm afraid the Christmas Day dumps are just a symptom of something far more serious.
Oh, no.
Nurse Philpot, we need to continue the examination. Will you record my observations, please?
Okie dokie, Doc.
All right. Of the following, which did you receive for Christmas? You may indicate by a raised hand.
One long list.
Yeah, I can't even remember everything I got.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. New coat, new clothes, new books, new bows, new boat, new bike, new truck, new trike, new dolls, new cat, new ball, new bat, new games, new darts, new desk, new heart, new...
Huh?
Hey, hang on there. No one raised their hand on that last one. What was it again?
A new heart.
Anybody here get a new heart for Christmas?
Uh-uh.
Not a one, Doc.
Well, that there might just be the problem.
But I've never heard of asking for a new heart for Christmas.
Oh, listen, TJ, this is what I tell all of my patients.
There's lots of things you want when Christmas rolls around. Lots of things upon your Christmas list. But won't you save a space when you write them down? And when you do, won't you remember? Heart for Christmas, a new star for Christmas, a new way to face the
probably got a hole in it.
A hole in my heart?
Oh, no. Well, before we go any further, I demand a second opinion.
Now, Corey.
She demands a second opinion. Well, Nurse Philpott, we need to go back a little bit. Will you page my interns, please?
Who are they?
They're doctors who are still studying medicine. Actually, it's kind of weird how long they've been studying medicine.
Why do you call them interns?
I think you'll see.
Dr. Newhart, you have patients for me to see?
Wait a second, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
No, no, it's my turn.
Doctors, doctors, please, you will both get a turn. Do you see what I mean? Interns.
Patience.
Do you have a stomach ache?
A headache?
A toothache?
A heartache?
I don't even like girls.
Oh, TJ, your heart is for more than just that. Your heart actually does a lot of things. Doctor. You see what I mean? Still studying medicine?
Dr. Newhart, why don't we teach them from the inside of their bodies out?
Inside of their bodies? Oh, no!
We'll start with the phalanges.
The metatarsus.
The tarsus.
The tibia.
The fibula.
The patella.
And then the femur.
Doctors, excuse me, but why don't you teach them the same way that I taught you?
Oh, the bone saw. The ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. And the thigh bone's connected to the hip. It's the heart, yes, the heart. Yes, that's the Lord's favorite part. The heart is connected to all you. The heart, that's you. Your turn, Dr. Frack.
Thank you, Dr. Frick. The finger bone's connected to the wrist bone. The wrist bone connected to the arm bone. The arm bone's connected to the shoulder bone. And the shoulder bone's connected to the neck.
But the heart is the heart. Now that's the Lord's favorite part. The heart is connected to all you do. The heart.
Diagnose this as a heart problem.
But I was going to say that.
It's not your turn.
Well, Dr. Sprick and Frack, thank you so much. I agree with you both. This is a heart problem.
Oh, no.
I think we have a heart problem and a bone problem over here. Did anybody get a new heart for Christmas this year?
No.
You know what? We better page the orderlies. it right there, you clowns.
I am gorgeous. Dr. Philpott, you heartbreaker.
Dr. Newhart!
All right, cut the clowning around.
Who are they?
They're the orderlies, or as we like to call them around here, the disorderlies.
Glad to meet you. We're Larry, Moe, and Curly. We may be plain old disorderlies, but we know a lot about heart trouble.
Yeah, from personal experience.
Just
listen. You got something to eat with a liver, and you've got two good lungs. But your heart beats just isn't complete. The pump goes to all your veins. There's an open space, a little open place. This hole in your heart has a name.
If we've always had this holy hole, why do we really feel it on Christmas Day?
Well, you've probably had symptoms for a long time now, but around Christmas they're especially noticeable.
Tell him why, Dr. Newhart.
Well, think about it. What is Christmas?
A holiday.
That's right. And what's a holiday?
Holiday means holy day.
Exactly. And of all the holidays, which do you think is the holiest?
Why, Christmas, of course.
So somebody tell me about Christmas.
Give me a break. You get presents, you go to parties, you get out of school.
No. Somebody tell me about the holy part.
The holy part? Well, I'll try.
Just thinking about that first Christmas makes me feel better already.
That's because you put something holy in your heart.
Yeah, up to now I've forgotten about that part about Christmas. I guess I'll just think about all the stuff I get.
No wonder we're in the dumps.
But I hate to admit it, Dr. Newhart, we're all better now.
Hey guys, we're cured!
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't leave yet. Nurse Philpott, quick, call the pink ladies.
Okie dokie, Doc.
Attention, all pink ladies, Mildred, Maud, Ethel, report to Dr. Newhart's office immediately.
Think of the manger, or go to a carol service, or help someone need at Christmas. But that doesn't mean you still don't have heart trouble.
Look, Aaron, I know that you're trying to help us, but we don't need your help anymore, okay?
Yeah, we're leaving, and we're leaving now.
Well, the last part of my examination was to hook you up with a heart monitor, but I can see that won't be necessary.
The heart monitor?
Uh-huh. It's a computer that lets you look and listen to your heart.
Great, well,
oh no, I'm afraid you can't see the hole in your heart. That's between you and the Lord. But as long as we have this hole in the front of our face called a mouth, it's awfully hard to keep the contents of our heart a secret.
Then how can you tell what's inside?
Well, I think I have an idea, Erin. What if we have the pink ladies hook you up to the heart monitor while I go get a very important letter?
Huh? She said going to get a letter. I don't need a sweater.
Why, this could be good. You should hear some of the letters Dr. Newhart gets. Not that I would ever read your mail, doctor.
What does she mean?
Well, your heart is where your desires are, the things that you really want, and some people's desires aren't very holy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, let's see. Yes, this is the letter that Erin sent to me last Christmas after she visited me.
Okay, dear, we're gonna put this little sensor on your heart.
I can hear it.
Oh, dig the beat, Mom. Huh? I said dig the beat. Yeah, you got big feet.
Sounds healthy. Ethel, you read the letter, and we'll see what state Aaron's heart really is in.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
ever.
Cheerful? Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I should get back to Facebook. I mean, my paperwork.
Wow. So, Aaron, when did you get your new heart?
Oh, it was last Christmas. It was last year when I came to visit Dr. Newhart last Christmas.
That's what makes you so happy.
TJ, why don't you and Corey try out the heart monitor?
No, that's okay. I'll pass.
Me too.
But why?
So I don't know what's in my heart.
Yeah, a lot of junk.
Well, you two just took the first step in getting a new heart.
We did?
Yeah. First you take a look inside and realize that what's in there isn't very, you know, very holy, and then you ask God to replace it with something that is.
Mm-hmm. Like that holy knife?
No, like that one born on that holy night.
He fits perfectly, doesn't he, Aaron?
He sure does. And when he fills your heart, he makes it brand new.
So how did you do it, Aaron?
Well, Dr. Newhart told me what to say. It's just a simple prayer.
A prayer?
That's right, Nurse Philpott. Here, I'll show you.
Question for you today. Does anybody know that it's really true. We do have a holy hole in our hearts. Did you know that? How many of you know who the richest guy in the whole world was? Was it Steve Jobs or Elon Musk? Who do you think is the richest guy in the whole world? Do you guys know? You know what? The Bible tells us the richest man in all the world was a guy in the Bible by the name of Solomon. And Solomon, he wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes about his life. You know what? He searched the world over. He asked for wisdom when God gave him a choice of anything he wanted in the whole wide world. But this is what he wrote. He's actually, 1 Kings 3:5 says, "What do you want? And I will give it to you." It was almost, it was like better than having a genie in the bottle. Like he could have anything he wanted. And Solomon asked for one thing. He asked for wisdom. So 1 Kings 3:10, it says that the Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom. And he said, "Because you didn't ask for riches or fame or anything else, I'm going to give you wisdom. But I'm also going to give you knowledge. I'm going to give you all these other things. No other king will be compared to you for the rest of your life. And if you follow me and obey my decrees and commands, as your father David did, I will give you a long life." So King Solomon had it all. He had riches, wisdom, fame. He had everything. But there was still a hole. There was still a holy hole in his heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11 calls it, it says it like this: "God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in our hearts." You see, this world is not all we're living for. We have eternity ahead. We have heaven ahead. And so many people are so empty because they're trying to fill their life with all the worldly things. I heard a song this week and it said, "The world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away." You see, when we have Jesus in our heart, there is nothing that can fill our hearts better than him. So Solomon, he chased after wisdom. He got so much wisdom. He wrote books and books. He chased after pleasure. He even built huge homes. He tried to do all these things. He had money. And you know what he wrote in Ecclesiastes 5? He had so much gold. You can't even imagine how much gold he had. "But those who love money will never have enough." That's what the wisest man in the world said. They'll never have enough. And he even chased after hard work. Are there any workaholics here today? Sometimes we try to fill our lives with hard work and we think that'll make us happy. He even tried to fill his life with women. He had 700 wives. Can you imagine that? Plus 300 more women in his life. He tried to fill his life with relationships. And you know what? This is what his conclusion was. "Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him with your youth before you grow old and say life is not pleasant anymore." Verse 6 says, "Remember the Creator while you are young." This is the key to life. This is what the wisest man, the richest man in all the world said in God's word. Verse 13, this is his conclusion of life. That's the whole story. "Here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is God's duty. God will judge for everything we do, whether good or bad, every secret thing." Do you remember how TJ said, "Ooh, I don't want to see what's in my heart. There's a lot of junk." I mean, if we can do that first, that's the first step in getting a new heart, in getting our heart filled with Jesus. We admit that we have some junk in there. How many of you could just raise your hand and say, "Yeah, I have some junk"? Everybody. Because you know what? The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned. It's as simple as the ABCs. The A is for all. Every single person has sinned. We've all done bad things. You've felt that sadness when you do something wrong, if you tell a lie, or you are mean to someone, or you say something. One of my other favorite lines in the play was when Dr. Newhart says, "As long as we have this hole in the front of our face, called a mouth, it's hard to keep the contents of our heart a secret. Because stuff comes out. Out of the heart flows through the mouth." So if you had some stuff coming out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out, we need to look at our heart and say, "Hey, I need to get things straightened out here." So the A is for all have sinned. The B is in Acts 16:31. All we have to do is first we say we're sorry, we say we've done wrong, and B, believe that Jesus died for us. He paid the price. He came as a little baby, but he didn't come to live a beautiful life. He came as a poor child, and he grew up to die on the cross for our sins. He paid the price for us. And all we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. The C, finally, is confess. Can you guys say confess?
Confess.
Confess. Say, Jesus, I am so sorry. He says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. And that's all we have to do. Just like Aaron got a new heart at Christmas, we can also have a new heart. So I would like to ask you today, if you would bow your heads in prayer. Just close your eyes with me for a moment. It's dark in here. I can't see you. It's too bright for me. But I want you just to be honest with you and the Lord. If there's somebody here who says, you know what? I want a new heart for Christmas. I want to get rid of the junk in my life. Could you just stick your hand up? Between you and God, just stick your hand up. All right, put it right back down. And then I want us all to say a prayer together. Boys and girls, if you will help me, put your hands together. I want you to pray after me and say, Dear God,
dear God,
I am so sorry,
I am so sorry.
For the wrong that I have done.
Please forgive me.
I believe you died on the cross for me. And you rose again. You want to fill my heart with your love. And Jesus, I confess you as my Savior and Lord.
Help me to live for you.
And fill my heart with good things. And remember, eternity is in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Dr. Newhart, I need to apologize. It seems I forgot to do something very important today.
Why, Nurse Philpott, you weren't in the best of moods, but you certainly were efficient. What did you forget?
Well, here it is, Christmas Day, and I never wished you a Merry Christmas. So, Merry Christmas, Doctor.
Wow, I believe that comes from your heart.
You might even say a new heart.
Ooh, you certainly might.
Okie dokie, Doc. From now on, things are going to be different from around here. I mean, just look at this place. It's Christmas Day, and I never even put up a tree.
Yeah, and what about the decorations?
Here you have a tree somewhere.
Dr. Frickenfreck, that's your department.
What about
disorderlies, go for it.
I love red bows.
Oh, yeah.
Pink ladies, that's your job.
Finally, this place is going to look like Christmas after all.
The manger scene, I'll do that myself.
Why, heavens no. For you all, Christmas has just begun.
Christmas, Dr. Newhart. Not feeling so well today? Got the Christmas Day dump? Yes.